Radio Prague News. Czechs are marking the 65th anniversary of the end of World War II with commemorative ceremonies, exhibitions and cultural events. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra has filed a criminal complaint against Culture Minister Václav Riedlbauch, and more than 1,000 young people marched through the streets of Prague on Saturday calling for the legalization of marijuana. Czechs are marking the 65th anniversary of the end of World War II with commemorative ceremonies, exhibitions and cultural events. In Prague, President Václav Klaus, political leaders and war veterans gathered at a memorial on Vítkov Hill to pay tribute to those who laid down their lives in the fight for freedom. Commemorative gatherings also took place at Prague's Olšany Cemetery, where the remains of foreign soldiers who died on Czech soil are buried, as well as Czechs who lost their lives in the Prague uprising. The Military Intelligence Service has handed over to the Military History Institute thousands of pages of authentic documents relating to World War II. Among them are a list of Czechoslovak agents from 1938 and a secret code used by the paratroopers who killed Nazi Governor Reinhard Heydrich. The documents will be classified by historians, digitalized, and eventually made accessible to the public on the Institute's website. They're said to be in good condition, and many of them have not been handled in 65 years. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra has filed a criminal complaint against its former head culture minister Václav Riedlbauch for mismanagement of funds during the years he headed the ensemble. A spokesman for the Philharmonic said the results of our financial audit provided sufficient evidence to justify the claim. The state of the Czech Philharmonic's finances has been a matter of contention between its present head, Vladimir Darjanin, and the culture minister, who was his predecessor in office. Minister Riedlbauch on Friday dismissed the ensemble's head on the grounds of poor management. The Czech Philharmonic Orchestra has come out strongly in support of Mr. Darjanin, cancelling its Friday night concert in protest of his dismissal. More than 1,000 young people marched through the streets of Prague on Saturday calling for the legalization of marijuana. Its organizers argued that the present legislation plays into the hands of the drugs mafia and violates rights guaranteed by the Constitution in preventing people from using marijuana as a drug that has been proven effective against serious illnesses such as Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease and arthritis. The police were out in force to maintain order. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should be clear to partly cloudy with scattered showers and day temperatures between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.